And a final semi-shutdown note today. Imagine you're in a band from Greece, and you've filed all the paperwork to get your visa to go to the U.S. for a big tour. But the government shutdown means that visa may get delayed. And now you're stuck at home in Athens, waiting. Here's the world's Clark Boyd.
Keep Shelley in Athens. No, that's not the battle cry of the U.S. consular services in the Greek capital, but it probably feels that way to the musical duo who go by that name. Keep Shelley in Athens has been lighting up clubs across Europe and North America with their own brand of dream pop. The group's vocalist, Sarah Salty, grew up in Athens, playing keyboards, singing, and taking acting classes. Then, a few years back, she met a producer who goes only by the initials RPR.
I was looking for a band, and he was looking for a singer.
Ah, that seems simple enough. RPR, Salty says, had it all worked out. He already knew the name of the group would be Keep Shelley in Athens, that it would be a boy-girl duo. Salty says she really only had one question for her would-be partner.
Who is Shelley?
Good question. RPR's special friend? Nah. A poetic nod to English poet Percy Bysshe Shelley? Nope. Turns out it was a glancing reference to RPR's Athens neighborhood. Keep Shelley. Get it? Keep Shelley in Athens. Yeah, it's okay. Sarah Salty says most Greeks don't get it either at first, and don't even get her started about what happens when the band goes on tour.
We did a mini tour back in 2011 in the UK, and we have been called Keep Kelly from Athens.
Well, no matter what they're called, the band knows how to strike a chord. Salty's voice is even more haunting than usual on the group's latest release. She says Keep Shelley in Athens is channeling the mood in Greece. The economic devastation, the rise of the neo-Nazi Golden Dawn Party, mass migration. Salty says she used to stroll the streets of Athens unworried and unafraid, but no more. The city's turned, well, creepy.
It's my town. I'm really sensitive about it. Everything is not fun. And to be realistic, the city has turned into a creepy landscape. There is a strange vibe all around.
That strange vibe, Salty says, is moody and melancholic. She calls the city a dark paradise full of paradoxes. And that, she says, can be both frustrating and inspirational. There's no time for messing around, Salty says. As an artist, you have to get creative and find ways to get a record made. And she'd be lying, she says, if she hasn't thought about leaving, like many of her friends have done. But for now, she's at home, which also happens to be the name of Keep Shelley in Athens' new album. Salty says she hopes that she and producer RPR will get their visas soon. They're hoping to be in the U.S. within a couple of weeks. You can't keep Shelley in Athens forever, right? For The World, this is Clark Boyd.
Keep Shelley in Athens with their track Flyway, ending the show today. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back with you tomorrow.